الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي من الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, we are right on the onset of Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the fulfillment of that great pillar of Islam, injunction of Islam, that which is referred to, the farziyat of it, the verse of the Quran which I just recited, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting. And if you have to elaborate or explain what is fasting, abstention from food and drink, etc., has been made farz, compulsory upon you, as it was made farz upon the nations preceding you. If one has to look closely at this verse of the Quran, on the one hand, this injunction of deen, that of fasting, abstention from food, drink, from one's halal spouse, etc., this is something that the nafs of insan, it will not appeal to. Staying away from food and drink is something on the nafs that is difficult. However, the benefits of it are very, very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to the relation of Allah with His slave, one verse of the Quran quite clearly illustrates this. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ilallah. That, O people, every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is a beggar. Every one of you is totally and completely dependent on Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Allah is ghani. Allah is independent of His entire creation. So the shan of Allah's majesty and greatness, what was the requirement of that? That Allah should have just commanded you. Fasting has been made farz upon you. Insan's faqiri and dependence, the requirement of that was to accept without question the command of Allah. But one is Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat. And on the other hand is Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy, Allah's shafqat, Allah's jawad, Allah's kindness. When you keep that in mind, look at this verse of the Quran. Sometimes parents instruct their children to do something that they know will not appeal to the nafs of the child. So to soften the blow, for example, you're telling your small brother, the small child, that listen, you have to do this. But don't worry, your big brother also, I made him do it. They say, Al-musibatu idha ammat khaffat. When something is difficult, if we find out that other people are involved in the same thing, it becomes easy. So in exactly the same way, Allah is saying, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay away from food and drink. But do not feel that only you are being targeted. Do not feel that this difficult injunction is only being given to you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. We ordered the ummahs before you to do the same thing also. Not because Allah will benefit. You are staying hungry does not benefit Allah in any way. It is for your benefit. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you develop taqwa. So that you develop ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ordered you as we ordered the nations before you, but one integral difference. When it came to the ummats of the past, fasting was made farz on them also, but 24-hour fast almost. There was only iftar. At the time of iftar they would eat. Once they went to sleep, the next fast started. There was no question of approaching their wives for conjugal relation during the month of Ramadan or during the period of fasting. This ummah initially, when the injunction of fasting came down, it was also almost 24 hours. There was one sahabi, Qais bin Surma Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His occupation was to look after camels. So he went out to graze his camels. Evening time came, he comes home, wife goes to prepare the iftari for him, and he dozes off without eating. So obviously the next fast has started. The next day, tending camels, heat of the desert sapping his energy. Ghushi alayhi, he reaches a point where he almost falls down unconscious. Comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah halaktu. O Nabi of Allah, may halak ho chuka. This is beyond me. I can't take this. This is going to destroy me. Barely does he finish his complaint and already Jibreel has come. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu as-siyama ila al-layl. That, oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakat of your Mubarak chehra, through your barakat and blessings, I have made takhfif, I have lightened the command for your ummah. For the previous ummahs it was only iftar. For your ummah is iftar. For your ummah is sehri. And for your ummah is conjugal relations at night with their wives. Now the logical requirement of this should have been that the one who stays away from sehri, the one who does not partake of sehri, the mujahada, the difficulty on him is greater. Why the fast is longer, so he should get more reward. But shariat is not the product of our logic, is not based on our understanding. Shariat is what has come to us from Allah via the agency of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So such level of takhfif and lenience for this ummah, that the one who gets up for sehri and the one who partakes of sehri, his fast will be shorter, his fast will be easier. But what does he get? Rahim Allahul Mutasahireen. He gets the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah's khususi rahmat and mercy is directed to the one who partakes of sehri. Allah looks with nazr rahmat at the one who partakes of sehri. What is the message that is being given to us, my respected brothers? That for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy of Allah has been multiplied. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومًا. This is that ummah upon which the selected and special mercies of Allah are directed. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُعَذِّبَ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ مَا أَعْطَاهُمْ رَمَضَانِ. If Allah wanted to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. This is such a month. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from the hilal of the Eid of last year, for the entire year, for the entire 11 months, Jannat is decorated for for the next coming of the month of Ramadan. And when the first night of Ramadan comes, هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَخْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمُثِيرَ. A wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. The name of this wind is Muthira. Such is the effect of this wind that the rivers of Jannat start rippling. The trees of Jannat, the leaves of those trees, the wine goblets, the bells of Jannat start clanging. A beautiful music is created. The entire Jannat wakes up. Something has happened. When this music is created, Jannat itself starts making dua to Allah. That, O Allah, ij'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, through the barakat of Ramadan, select for me from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam those who will become my residents. The Hura'een, the beautiful maidens of Jannat, they start making dua. Ij'allana fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. O Allah, let there be men from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will conduct themselves in this month in such a manner that they will make decision with you and they will become our husbands. This is that month. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ata qad jaa Ramadan. Ramadan has come. Tuftahu fihi abwaabul jannah. The doors of Jannat are flung open. Tughlaqu fihi abwaabul nar. The doors of Jahannam are locked up. Tughallu fihi shayateen. Shayateen are tied up. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the onset of Ramadan said, Atakum Ramadan, Shahru Barakah. Ramadan has come, the month of barakat has come, the month of blessings has come. What barakat? Your nafil acts, reward of farz. Your farz acts, multiplied 7 times. Give a fasting person water to drink at the time of iftar, Allah gives you Jannat. Make it easy for your staff, your laborers in this month. Remove their load and their burden in this month. Allah makes your Jannat easy for you. Shahru Barakah, a month of Barakah, a month of blessings. Yanzilur Rahmah, the Rahmat of Allah descends. Yahuttul Khataya, the sins of this ummah are wiped away. To what extent? Ulama say, the 11 months of the Islamic calendar, those names, whether it was Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, whatever it was, those names the Arabs kept. This month of Ramadan, this name Ramadan, Allah kept. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. This month, the name Allah kept in His Qur'an. What does Ramadan mean? It comes from the root word Ramada, which means to burn to ashes. What is the link of burning to ashes with the month of Ramadan? They say if you want to destroy something, tear it, break it, it is possible to piece it together again. Destroy something in a manner that no trace remains, there's only one way. Burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. يَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. This is the month Allah wipes away your sins. يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى. This is the month Allah accepts your du'as. Allah accepts your du'as. To what extent? It is said at the time of iftar, the malaika, that for millions of years, what is their occupation? The malaika that are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah, their occupation is to make tasbih of Allah, glorify Allah, hymn the praises of Allah. Allah commands those malaika during this month to stop that. And what must they do? They must say Ameen to the du'as of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of iftar. One Israeli riwayat, Musa alayhi salam addresses Allah, Ya Rabbi, أكرمتني بالتكلم فَهَلْ آتَيْتَ أَحَدًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Oh my Allah, you bless me by speaking directly to me. He was Kalimullah, Allah spoke to him. Have you given anyone else a distinction like this? Allah Ta'ala says to him, Ya Musa, إِنَّ لِي عِبَادًا, they are some slaves of mine. أُخْرِجُهُمْ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ, I will bring them in the last stage of time. أُكْرِمُهُمْ بِشَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ, I will bless them with the month of Ramadan. فَإِذَا صَامَتْ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, when the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fast, حَتَّ بِيَضَّتْ شِفَاهُهُمْ وَصْفَرَّتْ أَلْوَانُهُمْ, as a result of the rigors of fasting, their lips will become dry and parched. Their faces will change color. The time of iftar will come. They will raise their hands in dua to me. Oh Musa, you are speaking to me now. Between me and you, there are 70,000 veils. When the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of iftar, will make dua to me, there will not be a single veil between me and them. Such distinction Allah gives to this Ummat. يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَى. This is the month Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah accepts your du'as. So what should your reaction be? يَنْدُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ. Allah wants to see you competing with one another. Allah wants to see you outdoing one another in what? In neki, in good deeds, in acquiring the closeness of Allah. Fa'arullah. Why? Because Allah wants to boast about you in front of His angels. Fa'arullah ta'ala min anfusikum fihi khayra. So Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts his ummah, in this month, outdo one another. Show Allah. Show Allah your desire for His love. Show Allah your desire for His ta'alluq. Exert yourself. Take advantage of this opportunity which Allah has given you. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, what is our value of Ramadan? What is our attachment to this month? How many of us are already with dread, anticipating those days when we have to stay hungry? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانِ. He said, if my ummah had to come to know what Allah has kept in this month of Ramadan, they would wish that the entire year was Ramadan. They would wish that the entire year was Ramadan. That time of iftar, malaika saying ameen, every veil is removed between us and Allah. What is this ummah doing? They are on the dastarkhan. Somebody is worried about samosas. Somebody is worried about bhajiyas. Somebody is worried about whether the halim is right. Somebody is worried about whether the milkshake is right. How many of us are turning to Allah? How many of us are crying before Allah? What have we understood of this month of Ramadan? Such a month. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning. لَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا صَامَ يَوْمًا تَتَوُعًا. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if one ummati of mine has to fast for one day, the hadith does not speak of the fast of Ramadan. Tatawwu'a, nafil fast. Nafil fast, not Ramadan fast. And then Allah on the day of judgment has to call this person and fill the whole of Africa, and the whole of Asia, and the whole of Australia, and the whole of America, and the whole of the world with gold, and give it to him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all that wealth will not equal the reward of the one nafil fast. Al-a'malu inda Allahi sab'a. He said there are seven categories of a'mal in the sight of Allah. Amalan mujiban. Two a'mal are such that the reward is equal, is compulsory. The return is compulsory. Amalan mujiban. What are those two amal? The one who dies on shirk, jahannam is compulsory. The one who dies on tawheed, jannat is compulsory. Amalan bi amsalihima. Two reactions are such, the reward is equal. The return is equal. The one who does a sin, one bad deed is written equal. The one who intends a neki, a good deed,
already he gets one reward equal. Amalun bi ashri amthalihi, one amal 10 times. Intends good, does it 10 times the reward. Amalun bi sab'imiyati da'f, one amal the return 700 times. What amal is he talking about? The one who spends in the way of Allah, the one who strives in Allah's path 700 times. And then Allah's Rasul said the seventh type of action, la ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah, no one knows the reward of this action. This reward cannot be quantified, only Allah knows. Sahaba asked, what is the seventh type of action? He said, as-sawm, it is the fasting of the month of Ramadan. La ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illallah, no one but Allah knows the reward of this action. Such a month given to this ummah, faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Look, wallah Allah's qasam, no language can explain the beauty in this mode of expression employed by our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can write volumes explaining this mode of expression. He says, faradallahu lakum siyamahu, my Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ, and I, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Sehri is a khususiyat of this ummah. Taraweeh Salah in Ramadan, Taraweeh Salah in Ramadan is the khususiyat of this ummah. That opportunity that is given, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, in this month, he used to make door of his Quran with Jibreel. This is a month which has a special link with the Quran. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month where Quran was revealed. This is that month, that Taraweeh Salah, which many of us unfortunately regard as a burden. First few nights, masjid is full. By the fifth or sixth night, the safs are gone to 3 or 4 safs. Then we come back on the 27th night. The taluk, the link, the nisbat, the muhabbat of Quran has come out. Quran is that kalam Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. Whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. Osman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو تهرت قلوبكم ما شبعتم من كلام الله عز وجل. He used to say, if your hearts were pure, you would never ever get tired of listening to Quran. We have become an ummah. Even those who attend Taraweeh Salah, what we do, we look for the masjid where there's Ya'lamun Ta'lamun Hafizes. Those who are like bullet trains are going through the verses there, the masjid. Those who want to make Taraweeh Salah, they go to that masjid. You can't hear anything in between, just Ya'lamun and Ta'lamun. As long as the Quran gets finished, barakat, I finished my Quran, I made khatam of Quran. Open one shop, read Quran. Move to a new house, read Quran. Ramadan, listen to Quran. And rest of the year, the Quran on the shelf. Munasabat and link with Quran has come out. This is Kalamu Rabbi, Salim Muzani Rahimullah. In his dream, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is reciting Quran before Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Ya Salih, hadhihi al-qira'a, fa'in al-buka, Salih. You are reading Quran. You are reading the kalam of my Allah. Why are your eyes dry? Why are the tears not pouring from your eyes? Such a Taraweeh Salah was given to this ummah. On each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah gives 1500 hasanat. Each sajda. The announcement had to be made that this year, Hilal Masjid, everyone who comes for Taraweeh Salah, underneath the musalla, there'll be 1500 rand. What will happen?
There won't be space. The parking lot will be full. We know the value of maal. What we don't know is the value of amal. 1500 hasana, 60,000 hasanat for 20 rakat salah taraweeh every night. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, for each sajda of taraweeh salah, Allah will give you one palace in Jannah made out of red ruby. That palace will have 60,000 doors made out of gold and silver for each sajda of taraweeh salah. For each sajda of salah in Ramadan, whether in taraweeh or out of taraweeh, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of that tree. Such a loss this ummah incurs. That haram music song, we listen one time, two times, three times, 20 times. That music is blaring in our cars, blaring in our houses, blaring in our music, blaring in our businesses. What is happening inside? That decay and that rot that is being formed inside, where is the ilaj for it? What we say, music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which Allah's Rasul Sallallahu said, Al-ghina'u yumbitul nifaqa fil qalb, kama yumbitul ma'u zara. He said, like how water causes crops to grow, in the same way, the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. Ulama say the effect of this will be that at the time of maut, kalima will not come on your lips. Allah protect us. He said, stay away from the haram music of this world. That youngster whose life is spent listening to that music, if he dies without tawbah, what is the loss? What is the loss? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stay away from the haram music of this world. And what will Allah give you? مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا وَيَجْلِسُ إِنَّ رَأْسِهِ وَإِنَّ رِجْلَيْهِ ثِنْتَانِ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ تُغَنِّيَانِهِ بِأَحْسَنِ صوت مَا سَمِيَ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِّ مِثْلَهَا. في رواية أوحى الله تعالى إلى شجرة الجنة أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم عن المعازف والقينات بذكري فتسمعهم بصوت ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. Two riwayats combined. He said, stay away from the haram music of this world. In Jannah, Allah will set up an orchestra for you. The rivers, the trees, the leaves of Jannah will be the background music. Two hura'een at your head, two hura'een at your feet, they will start singing for you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no insan or jinnat has ever heard such music. In return for staying away from the haram music of this world, my respected brothers, the month of barakat has come, the month of blessings has come, the month of Quran has come. Let it be the opportunity for us to make tawbah from this haram. Let it not be that shaitan box only gets covered in this month. That qawm and that nation which has become habitual of music, open up the history of humanity. The last point before the whip of Allah's azab struck. Open up the annals of history. Wallah Allah's qasam. Read the books of tariq. A nation or qawm whose youngsters, sons and daughters became adi and habitual of music. This was the last point before the whip of Allah's azab struck. Weather patterns are changing already. Earthquakes are happening on a scale never happened before. Tsunamis are occurring. Such natural disasters are taking place, the like of which we have never seen in the annals of the history of humanity. How long are we going to continue with this challenge against Allah? How long is Ramadan and these Mubarak occasions going to be short time spans for us to come to the masjid and then carry on the way we were carrying on before? Ramadan was given to us not only for amal. Ramadan is given to us to make tawbah. Ramadan is given to us to take that haram rot out of our life. Make ilaj of those sick souls.
Make ilaj of that heart that has been drenched in this haram music. Come into the environment of the masjid. Listen to Quran for hours and hours. Recite Quran. Go out in the path of Allah in this Mubarak month. Make decision for our lives. We don't know if you will live to see another Ramadan. We are speaking of rewards. I will terminate on one hadith. My respected brothers, many of us, little bit ibadat we make. But even those striving in the path of Allah, we use this month to lessen our striving. What we say, I like my home food at iftar time. I like to be home in Ramadan. What have we understood of this month? Where is the understanding of Badr? Where is the understanding of Fateh Makkah? Where is the understanding of introducing those thousands outside there to the rahmat of Allah in this month? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghairi Ramadan. That person who fasts for one day while striving in the path of Allah, out of Ramadan, not in Ramadan. Bu'ida anin nar mi'at aam sayr al mudammar al jawad. Allah will distance him from Jahannam to the extent of a fast horse rider riding for 100 years. If he will fast in the path of Allah outside Ramadan, what will Allah give him for striving in the path of Allah and fasting in the month of Ramadan? That is not mentioned. La ya'lamu thawaba amilihi illa Allah. No one knows besides Allah. This is an opportunity. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is exhorting his ummah, show Allah your desire in this month. Outdo one another. Gain the mercy of Allah. And very, very important, and most important, my respected brothers, knock the door of Tawbah. Those amal which are distancing us from Allah, those amal which are drawing the wrath of Allah, this opportunity Allah has given us, make decision, take it out of our lives, and Allah use us to take it out of the lives of others. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.